The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and we are fairly dangerous.
Yeah. It's true. Yes, yep. We are, yes.
And he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's
Fall. You think?
What do you got for us this week?
Well, why do we shoe the horse but not the mule?
Why? I was hoping. I was just praying that you were going to talk about that.
Well, we shoe mules.
We do.
When we use them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
But the hoof confirmation, all right?
Sure.
If you've never had the opportunity to pick up a mule's hoof,
yeah,
it is an amazing apparatus.
I mean, to tell you what a design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, God was thinking when he did this.
Oh, my goodness sakes. He knew what he was doing.
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah. It's a narrow quarters.
Yeah.
And really, really, really thick wall.
Wall. Holy cow.
The wall thickness is amazing.
You rarely see a mule with the wall, with the quarter chipped out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, when was the last time you saw one with a crack?
Right.
Never.
Right.
Never.
Never. They are not soft hooves.
They are not soft hooves.
Yeah.
But they do require shoeing if you're going to take them.
Mm-hmm.
In the rocks.
Right.
And you use them a lot.
Yes, yes.
But for the most part, you can just leave a mule alone, trim him up a little bit, and you're really good to go.
Yeah, my friends down there that have the mule concessions in Zions and Grand Canyon and Bryce, they shoe there.
They use their mules.
They use them every day.
Well, and they can't have them down either.
No, that's a fact, too. And they're good mules.
They're good mules
to shoe, too.
Now, let's talk about bad mules.
Yeah.
When you've got a good one, he's a good one.
Yeah.
When he's a bad one, you just as well cut your losses and let him go down the road.
We're going to talk about that a little later here. That was mentioned in the article.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's some great information there, big fella, and thank you for Farrier's
Fall. My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, quarter wall? Quarter, what?
Where?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us don't want to leave us a voicemail yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You're
what if they want to request a Dick's pick?
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
Then they can leave us a voicemail.
Yeah,
307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express Ride. Clear to our house.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
mm-hmm.
our mule shod.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
That was a little treacherous.
Oh, well, every week is. What the heck, right?
Yeah, what the heck.
Yep. Let's have some more music.
Please.
Yeah, Kristen Harris is riding along with us. This is the Mule Song.
I love the mountains. I love the moon. Between a window and the clouds, when it comes poking through against the skies, purple hue instead of blue, instead of blue. I love the sunshine down by the stream bed at noon, and the echo off the canyon makes one voice become two, and that's why I need a mule. Anytime I want to, I could gain altitude. He'd carry me to places no horse could get to, and he would rarely throw a shoe. He might be stubborn, but I am too. Or I could pack him with some gear and some food, and find a spot to build a fire and stare at the view you could come to. But you'd need a mule. is in. But if I could have both now, would it be a sin? 'Cause when I'm low and need to go where the air is thin, here's a clue for you. I need a mule, he'll have big ears and an opinion or two, but he'll keep me on my toes just like a good friend would do. Yeah, it's true, I need a mule. Gentle eye that's followed by a brawny back, and he won't tire when we ride or pull a load. Maybe I don't need a mule, I need two, 'cause you know that it don't hurt to dream. Cross a couple mares with a pair of jacks and I'll feel like a queen when I'm driving them as a team. Oh, in a string, and those big ears, I'll give a scratching or two, 'cause they'll listen to me yodel like a good friend would do. Yeah, it's true, I need a mule, yes I do. You need a mule, if you only knew
definitely. Yeah. Yep. Good stuff there from Kristen Harris.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, we're talking about the mules in the coal mines. Mm-hmm. Absolutely an amazing thing.
It truly is.
Yeah, you were talking about good mules versus bad mules. One of these fellers in this article, I got to give credit here.
Okay. All right. Give him credit.
Michael R. Sproles.
Sproles.
Okay. He wrote a wonderful article in the 2011 Mining History Journal.
You know, I probably scrolled past that.
You may have, but there's some great pictures. And
I was
going to
say,
deal.
If it's got pictures, I should have looked.
You probably did. You just didn't realize that was the one
there
you
was
were
writing
looking at,
along
right?
with the pictures, right?
Yeah, right. The fellow who there was in charge of the green mules, he would get them in place, and if he had any problems whatsoever, they went to the surface. And he also hooked them up on the surface, and he said if there was any question at all, they never went down.
Forget about
right.
it.
And then he said there were some mules that were so smart that they would stand quiet. They would stand right there. You'd get them hooked up. You'd get the single tree hooked up. And just as soon as you went back to move, they would kick the single tree and knock it off the hitch.
He said that's the problem with mules.
Well, they're smarter than
they
us.
They are smart.
That's the issue.
I will give them that. Yeah. Yeah. And I have been told there's no such thing as a bad mule.
Well, okay. I'm going to take issue. All right. We've been told there's no such thing as a bad horse.
Right.
But all you got to do is listen to Larry McWhorter's poem, The Unrepentant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then, okay.
Yeah.
All right. We won't spend too much
time. We won't
go
there, yeah.
No, that's all right. But anyway, there was a young fellow who was helping the farrier put shoes on one of these mules. This is back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and it's in a newspaper article, and he got kicked. in the jaw.
No.
The newspaper article says he lived, but he'll probably be disfigured for life. But good mules, bad mules.
Yep.
Good horses, bad horses. Good people, bad people.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It exists.
It happens, and absolutely.
Right.
Yep. And I have been told, I have not spent a lot of time with mules.
Sure.
I have spent a little time with them.
Yeah.
If a mule kicks at you and doesn't hit you.
He didn't
mean to.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll hit you.
And if you do get to spend a little time with mules, you watch them. They'll line you up.
You got that right.
They'll get you in their sights.
Hey, let's ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, Dennis Gaines has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.